Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
What's up, everybody? What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and welcome back to another episode of Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and if this is your first time tuning in, let me tell you real quick what this show is about. Live Better isn't just about health or success or mindset. It's about all of it. It's about becoming fully alive in your body, your choices, your relationship, and your purpose. And this show was born from my own journey of doing exactly that, rebuilding myself from the inside out after my life got flipped upside down. A few years back, I was sick, not just physically, through Crohn's disease, was tearing my body apart, mentally and emotionally too. I was addicted to fast food, had no discipline, had no energy, no purpose. I was sleepwalking through life in a body I didn't understand and a mindset that was not serving me. But through that pain came clarity and eventually transformation. I dove headfirst into a holistic health, healing my gut, moving my body, feeding my mind, and surrounding myself with people who were also chasing more out of life. And that's exactly what this show brings you every week. Real, raw conversations with people who are walking the path. And today, we got a special one. In segment one and two, I'm joined by my guest. His name is Yusuf. I just recently met him, not more than a week ago. I got invited on this trip to Afghanistan, and he's actually a tour guide. He grew up in California, but his roots are 1,000 miles away in a place where most Americans only hear about through news stories and war headlines. But instead of just growing up with secondhand stories about his heritage, Yusuf made the bold decision. He went there alone as an adult to explore the land of his ancestors, to walk in the streets, eat its food, hear its language, and feel its spirit. And what he found changed everything. Afghanistan wasn't just a war-torn country in his eyes. It became a place of beauty, of culture, of resilience. And rather than keeping that experience to himself, Yusuf did something wild. He started a guide company to take people there, yes, to Afghanistan, to help them experience the real side of a place that the world misunderstands for too long. You're going to hear what it's like to return to your roots of the country. And in segment three, we got Jake Dobbs coming back with Irrational Optimist. When Jake was last on, we talked about travel, adventure, and mindset. But since then, a lot has changed. So if you're someone who's tired of living on autopilot and you're feeling stuck in a system or a schedule that doesn't feel like you, this episode is going to wake you up. We'll be right back after this.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome aboard. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better, the weekly program aimed at providing the best conversations on health and wellness right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. USAF man, I'm really glad to have you on today. Your story caught my attention right away, growing up in Cali, but choosing to go back to Afghanistan as an adult, not just to visit, but to really understand where you came from. That takes guts, so let's start right there. What led you to make that trip back to your roots?
Man, it's very nice to be here, my friend. I do apologize. I just miraculously lost my voice today, right? So, perfect timing. But basically, growing up, every couple of summers, we'd come back to Afghanistan because most of my family lived there. And just growing up, I was able to see what life is like on this side of the world. And then, of course, see how it's portrayed on the media. But it still was not as safe as we wanted it to be. So we couldn't travel much. But finally, ever since, the West America and all the countries have left, and we tell them to the country over, it's actually been the safest it's ever been. So I've been able to establish business and invite friends, family, and even strangers to come and travel the country with me. So it's been amazing to be able to travel my country with strangers. And we're here today.
So, I'm sorry. I was going to say, so what's it like growing up in California with Afghan roots? And did you always feel kind of connected to that side of your identity?
California is very, very friendly, right? You can be yourself in California. So it's a blessing, no doubt. It was not, people very friendly, people, they gave the benefit of the doubt. I never felt like a stranger for the most part. I never felt like a terrorist. So it was fine growing up. But most of my family, since we were able to go back to Afghanistan, I felt that pull to add roots in my culture and our country. So I always wanted to come back and travel. I just was never able to travel the country as I wanted to. We'd only stay in the capital for the most part. Never really got to go to the outskirts or to the villages and the mountains like we wanted to.
And why is it the safest that it's ever been? I'm not too educated on it. I know the Taliban, for the most part, has kind of a rule on the area, as you might have explained a little bit. What is making it safer than it has been before?
There's no foreign intervention. Like, there's no other countries or there's no other like factions or parties that are basically trying to run the country. The Taliban have been here even before the 2001 invasion. And so since they're here, they know the people, the culture. They're able to just they're able to take control and keep safety. It's been very strict, more or less, getting in and out of the country. They're checking more. There's more checkpoints. But it just assures everybody much more. We've had more tourists than we've ever had before. I think it was just past 2 months, we've had about 5,000 visitors, which is not much for a tourist country, but for a country like ours, it's a lot. So just, there's many things that you can attract, attach to the safety of the country, but I think it's just, there's a lot of checkpoints and it's a lot of intelligence. They're just tracking a lot of what's going on. And everything's just miraculously working out.
So what about people who want to travel alone? Do you recommend traveling alone still? Or would you guarantee yourself to probably get a tour guide like yourself or someone to show you around?
God, yeah. So Afghanistan is definitely very foreign to most. But once you come, you do realize that, hey, a lot of things are very very familiar. And the fact that it's almost ancient, the way that people live, the way neighbors are so nice to each other and ever you can interact with everyone. But there are cultural differences. Right? So because of these cultural differences, if you yourself have not educated yourself on them or are not currently educating yourself on them, then it would be best to just have a guide with you that you can use as a counsel for you. You can use them to bargain for you. They can translate for you and, of course, take you to places that it might not be so easy for you to get to. So yeah, definitely. There's all kinds of tour guides. There's very simple ones that just like they can come and join you just as a translator. There's other ones like a company like ours who has a driver and has everything. Like it's all inclusive. You cover hotels and whatnot. And it's just a mix. Some people come backpacking. There's a gentleman we're going to be seeing in about 2 weeks. He's been driving a Dodge Challenger, I believe, all to like Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, and he's going to come to Afghanistan all by himself. And I'm just going to see him. Right? He's not using our services. There's a person who's walking from Vietnam to London. He's also going to walk through Afghanistan, you know, by himself without a tour guide. So yeah, it's a very interesting time, no doubt. It's up to the person. I mean, if they get willing to educate themselves and put themselves out there, they don't really need a guide.
So I recently knew you were talking about diversity there. I found out that Afghanistan's an Asian country. I always thought Afghanistan was a Middle Eastern country. What does that say for the people and the culture there? I saw a little video that there were, looks like to be like white people there, or kind of people with, darker skin complexions with blue eyes. And then you have people that look more Asian, then you have people that look more Middle Eastern. What's that like for people there to connect?
Amazing, Blake. I'm so glad you looked into it yourself. It is troublesome at times. There are people who are less educated and there may be some racism in them. But it's beautiful to see, if you go to any business, especially in Kabul, right, the capital of the country, you will see that it's just side by side. There's, like you said, a person who's looking Asian with Mongolian roots, right, going back to like Genghis Khan, or the person that looks Caucasian with the blue eyes, which goes back to Alexander the Great. Or just, of course, somebody who looks like the typical Middle Eastern man. They're all working alongside. They have different dialects, and there's even two main languages in the country that are very different. But everybody's getting along. Everybody's kind of, they understand each other's languages, even if they don't speak the languages. So it's very interesting, right? It's like someone speaking Mandarin to one person, and the other person speaking Russian back to them. But they both understand each other. It's a crazy, it's an ancient country, and so much to see and discover.
So why is Afghanistan a melting pot? I know when we were kind of got on a call, you kind of explained that, you know, Genghis Khan tried to conquer it, Alexander the Great tried to conquer it, but why is there so many different types of people there? I mean, you have other places around there, but it's not a melting pot the way Afghanistan is.
It is a landlocked country, right? That definitely helps. We have a border with China, we have a border with Iran, a border with Pakistan, a border with Tajikistan, a border with Uzbekistan as well. So, you know, just all like being in the middle of all these mountains and being through all kinds of wars and trade, of course, right? This goes back to the Silk Road, which went from ancient China all the way through to Europe. It'd go through Afghanistan. Right? That's where the great Buddha that we had that was in the mountain, the one that's been blown up, that was the ancient Silk Road. So through that trade route, that also, right, there were remnants of all kinds of cultures and people.
So then what is it like? So I saw a few videos as well as I was kind of looking this up to learn a little bit more. There seems like there's a lot of, I don't know if the right word was be geography, but geography left behind from, our culture is left behind from different time periods. Like you got the Greeks, there's still architecture stuff left behind. And then from, you know, other civilizations that have been there. When you take people through a guide, do you show them all of that mm-hmm. and break it down? Because I'm curious, because I, you know, I'm joining you. I want to know.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, in the province of Herat, which is ancient, I mean, it's the whole country ancient, but in Herat, there's the, we call it the citadel, and this is from Alexander the Great. So this was restructured a couple hundred years ago, but it's still there. Like you said, that's where you can see the Greek architecture. And so it's still nice. You're in the middle of Afghanistan. You're seeing all these people, all these different ways of transportation, and very ancient. And then you look and you see, like you said, the Greek architecture. And then you go, there's another place named in Bamiyan, and that's another province. And here, that's where the very famous Bandi Amir, the Blue Lake, is. And next to that, it's called the City of Screams. And this is where the Mongols were. And this is where you could see in the caves, you could see all of their remnants as well. So there's a lot of it that somehow, even through all this war, has been preserved to some extent, but they're not easily labeled, and they're not. You cannot just. There's no real labeling, like most countries and touristic locations. So that's where a guide comes and kind of walks you through it, breaks down the history for you, shows you some pictures of what it used to look like, maybe some stories, and it kind of takes you through history.
I love it. Yusuf, thank you for that first segment. We'll be right back with more on the Afghanistan culture right after this.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems.
My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Welcome back to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You're tuned in with me, Blake Byrne, and a good friend of mine now, Yusuf from Afghanistan, talking from the mountains. I want to jump right back into it. I kind of hear myself in the background a little bit, Yusuf, as well. I don't know if that's my end or yours or not. Oh, there we go. It's a lot better now. So your family, when you first tell me, some of your family hasn't went back to Afghanistan. What was their, I guess, reaction when you told them that you're going back or were going?
Oh, I mean, so initially, they're happy that I told them I'm just visiting, right? I wasn't so sure I could set up the business because I wanted to see it for myself, right? I had a lot of friends and family that have been back home. And I saw a lot of tourists posting vlogs on YouTube coming back to Afghanistan. And I saw that it's safe, but still as an American citizen and what we're told about the government and Taliban, I wasn't so sure I could go and like make a living or help out as much as I wanted to. So I said, hey, let me book a ticket. Let me just go and search, see it for myself. And so this is my first time traveling back to my country by myself. And as I came within just 3 weeks, I was able to travel around, go province to province all by myself, drive around, meet people. And I realized, like, nope, this is it. Yeah, it's nice and safe. When I came back and I told my family, hey, I want to be able to invite strangers, they were like, hey, that's way too much liability. Don't do it. And because you know, they love me, right? They don't want me to take that risk. But I realized that, hey, like, the country at this point in time needs tourism and needs people to come see it for what it is. And so far, it's just about a year through it and about 22 guests now. We've had a great time. Multiple of them already planning to come back with friends and other people. And my family is more than happy, you know. They haven't been able to come with me yet, but in due time.
That's awesome. So then I guess you can kind of answer a little bit of this. So what really inspired you to start the guide company? I mean, it is a lot of risk. You told me that two people had to kind of vouch their businesses just so you could have your business.
Yes, sir. Yeah, just like any country, right? If you think about it, to be able to bring in foreigners into your country, they're not going to just let anyone invite foreigners into the country, right, and grant them visas. So, yeah, we had to go around. We had to get a whole, ask a lot of people, ask them to basically put their business on the line for us. And thankfully, after asking enough people, we were able to make it work. They trusted us. And so on that end, it's good. But the reason I was able to set this up is because my cousins here in Afghanistan have traveled the world, right? Thankfully, they've spent a lot of time in America, spent time in Europe, and they realized after spending time and even living partially in these lands, they said, hey, you know, I grew up in Afghanistan, and that's where I feel like I'm at home. And since they're living here, and they're cultured in regards to the West, I'm able to send people from the West to them, and they get along very, very well, whether they're talking about the Titanic or they talk about cryptocurrency or politics, whatever it may be. They're able to get along very well, you know, so it helps make the experience that much better.
That's awesome. So what kind of people book these cultural tours with you?
Ooh, great. So, I mean, initially, what really put us on the map is there's a YouTuber named Arap. And this guy right here, he's an extreme traveler. He likes to go and hang out with cartel and hang out with people that are into crimes and people are scared of. And so through that, we got a lot of people view his content. They don't really, not view, like, travelers don't view his content so much. So a lot of the people we have come here are not very well traveled. They haven't traveled the country many countries so much. Like, we had a guest just recently. The only place he had been outside of America was Mexico. And he decided to come to Afghanistan for 3 weeks. And he's had the time of his life. He was very sad to leave. So it's really cool. We're having people who have not even been to Europe or have not been to Asia and are coming to a country that's so foreign, like Afghanistan.
Yeah, going to Morocco was out of my comfort zone at first. So now this is a big step out of my comfort zone, personally. So what is the typical...
It's a blessing both even, yeah.
Yes, sir, of course. So what does the typical itinerary or experience look like for someone visiting with you?
God, so we offer different ones, right? There's the adventure seekers, we go more off-roading, there's a lot more hiking, horse riding, swimming, getting into rivers, things like this. But most people tend to go with our cultural tour. In fact, that's just, you hang out with the people. We go to the ancient markets. We visit a couple mosques. You go to the Citadel. You go to the Great Blue Lake. And so it's basically more just, it's a little bit of history, but it's mainly just seeing all kinds of people, right? Seeing the female business owners, seeing the old farmers, meeting the young kids that are going to schools. So the cultural one is a fair share of, you get a whole lot of good food, unique food in your system, and you meet a lot of people. And then there's museums as well. There's a lot of ancient museums that we take on a historical tour. But ultimately, I mean, we like to, we customize our itinerary. We're a small company, so we make time. We handpick our clients, right? Like, there's a lot of people we say, hey, maybe we're not the best guides for you, so we push them onto some other companies.
So with being in this cultural immersion and showing these outsiders, and especially, you know, I guess people that people from Afghanistan might look at as maybe, you know, people that don't really like them, how do you ensure safety and respect while still allowing for this cultural immersion?
God. So, I mean, we're registered with the government, right? So first and foremost, we have the backing of the government. We do register our guests. And we give them our itinerary beforehand so that they're aware of where we're going, what days we're going. So this makes everything more clear, and God forbid if there's anything, any area or province that we need to get a stay away from, then we are told way in advance. Like, we have word that maybe there's something going on in this province that's not safe. But so far this year, thankfully nothing has happened. There's no explosions, there's no killings, there's nothing like there used to be.
Yeah, so what if first time
health insurance? Sorry?
No, go for it.
Yeah, so I mean, some people come, they occasionally might get sick, right? Just because the daytime is really hot, nighttime they get sick. There's a lot of moving around. So some people just get fatigued or even get sick a little bit. So we have a lot of local fruits, and then onions. Onions are something that we're able to give a lot of our clients. And that just gives them, it boosts their immunity, and they're able to overcome anything. There are not any, like, no IVs or any injections or anything like that.
Interesting. So what do first-time visitors usually say after their trip? Are they shocked? Are they moved? Like, what do they go home with? Or that you've noticed?
Yeah. No, so we've had, I'd say at this point, like, almost 10 clients I can remember off the top of my head. And I'm not doing much of the guiding myself, but these are clients that I myself have reached out to and have spoke with that have cried right by the end of the at the end of their travel, because they're seeing, like, life in America is such a blessing. Right? We're so blessed to live in America, and we forget how much, like, the other people in other countries have to go through just to live a normal life, right? And so you see the people and how they're striving so much to get so little, yet they're opening their homes and they're offering you, like, they don't want to, you hop in a taxi, they don't want your money. You get food and they don't want to take your money. And you buy souvenirs and sometimes they don't want to take your money. And these are all people that you can tell do not have much money, right? They're making like $100 a month and they're living off that, they're feeding their kids with that. So just being able to see that, it really moves people. Their open-heartedness and then the lifestyle that they're living. And but of course, just what they've seen in media and in movies. You know, they see the Taliban. A lot of the, most Taliban are approachable, even at the checkpoints. And they will offer us and our guests tea. They say, hey, is there anything else we can do for you? Even though they have the AK-47s on their back, and you know, they seem intimidating. But it's just so interesting to see the guests' faces when they initially show up to the checkpoint, and then by the time they're leaving the checkpoint.
So are there, I just have to ask this question, are there certain areas that you would avoid or caution guests about, even for solo travelers that don't go with a tour?
God, so not really. I mean, you don't want to be in the, I'd say there's like, if you go deep in the mountains and you're backpacking by yourself, there's a lot of places with extreme weather. And there are some places with poverty, of course. So there's always a chance of, God forbid, some form of a crime happening in a very far-off rural village, maybe. But it's thankfully, it's the government is everywhere. The people themselves are sticking to the code. So there's not really any, like, crime has been an all-time low. There's no kidnapping. There's no real murders. Like, all of this now has become, like, absent, completely absent. It's unbelievable.
And what's the law called there? I don't know if you were explaining this to me or I saw this somewhere else, but we're coming up on our break. I'm super sorry. Yusuf, thank you so much for joining me today. I know you're talking from the mountains in Afghanistan, so it really means a lot.
My pleasure, brother.
Of course, brother. I'll talk to you soon. Guys, we'll be right back with more with Jake Dobbs right after this.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new. We're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate.
responsibly.
Welcome back to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and we're on to the final part of my show. So we're supposed to be having Jake Dobbs right now. We can't reach him at the moment. So I'm going to kind of talk about, if you guys aren't too familiar, Jake Dobbs is community owner of a group called Irrational Optimists, a group that I joined. And I just like to preach about it because I think that having irrational optimists or being an irrational optimist in 2025 is going to put you miles ahead of everybody else. Everybody is filled with pessimism. Everyone is negative. Everybody thinks that somebody's out to get them. People always have something to blame. So I like to have Jake on to kind of give people the reminder that you don't have to live in a life of sorrow and negativity or, you know, be surrounded by that type of energy. So I'm going to answer the few of the questions that I was going to ask him personally. So I want to talk about how optimism doesn't mean ignoring reality. It means choosing to respond with intention, right? Being optimistic doesn't mean that you have to stray away or, you know, kind of hide from the things. It means to take it on, take it face on, deal with it. If you get diagnosed with a disease, for example, myself, Crohn's disease, take it head on. Don't shy away from it. Don't get scared of it. Don't go and make excuses of why you can't do better for yourself. Recently on social media, I've been preaching to not let your genetics or let a disease or let anything hold you back. Letting those things hold you back and giving them domain over your body does not do you anything good. It's only going to hold you back and not let you focus on what needs to be focused on. If you're too worried and focused on about what is holding you back, you're never going to be able to move forward with the goals or the ambitions that you have in life. When I had Crohn's disease, I did let a mindset like that hold me back. I mean, I didn't really think of it too much. I was on the younger side of things. When I got diagnosed, I kind of just went with the flow and I was like, oh, well, I guess I have this for the rest of my life now. Nothing I can do about it. I mean, at first I cried about it because I thought I was going to die, but then I realized I wasn't. But as you develop and you kind of shape your mindset, you realize that you don't have to deal with these things. You have domain over your body to conquer yourself and to move forward. It just takes the mindset shift to realize, hey, there's more to life than just suffering. There's more to life than just accepting what is, and you can go out and change things. Another thing that I want to touch up on that I was going to ask Jake, because it seems like he might not connect here, so it's just going to be a solo segment with me. Let me see here. Let me ask a good question. The influences in your life. The influence of your life. I was gonna ask Jake, who influences you in your life and why it's important to have these good influences? Me personally, shout out my mom, my dad, my brother, my good friends, and who you hang around is especially important as well. But surrounding yourself with people who can influence you to do better, to push yourself, you know, when you're down or you don't feel like, you know, showing up for yourself, you have those people around you to help you show up for yourself, help you keep moving forward, and to help you, chase those ambitions and goals in your life. Everyone was built for a purpose. And if you're just sitting there, you know, showing up to something you don't want to show up for or living a life that you don't feel proud to live, go out and change it. Nobody's holding you back. It's 2025. People are stuck in these victim mindsets of, hey, I was born in this. I can't do this. Or, hey, my parents did this or whatever. Learn from it. Grow from it. Do something. Use that to inspire other people in their lives. I mean, just tying it back to Crohn's disease, When I personally deal with something myself, I use it as an opportunity to grow from it and show other people that there is an opportunity out of a situation that you might be in. And then a time that I recently had to choose, faith over fear was I developed super bad anxiety. And to tie this back to just, you know, overcoming, with time, everything passes. With time, everything grows. And with time, you grow and your mindset grows. And I think we got, nope, we don't. So I want to reflect on a moment where, you know, optimism helped me grow through a dark time, or scratch all of that. I want to jump around a little bit. I did not expect to have to do this segment by myself, so I didn't have this prepared, but I want to jump into the gym, morning routine, journaling, silence, and prayer. Something that I know a lot about, and I don't have to spitball off of. So, something that I want to preach to you guys is that showing up for yourself every day is a necessity. Showing up for yourself, you're not only showing up for you, you're showing up for the people in your life, you're showing up for God, if that's something that you believe in, or the universe, I don't know. Everyone has their own beliefs. But showing up for yourself. And the first way you can start doing that for you is going to the gym, showing up there, starting to work at things that are going to benefit you in life, that are going to get the ball rolling. I know a lot of people, the first step to their success was showing up in the gym. It's the easiest thing that you can do for yourself. You show up 45 minutes, 30 minutes, maybe an hour. You get your lift in. You do the things that need to get done. And then you move on. You start to have belief in yourself, power in yourself. You grow. You go grow that business. You go to desire and have more ambition in your life. Then you move from that and you just keep growing, you keep compounding, and you keep doing things that you benefit from. So the way I would start out in the gym is 4 to 5 times a week. Start with doing, you know, a push pull legs, which is, you know, you can either do chest shoulders Monday, back by Tuesday, and then legs on a Wednesday, and then you do a Thursday rest day, and then you kind of rinse and repeat depending on who you are, your age, and what your goals are. If you're looking to just get a better heart, then obviously cardio and doing all that stuff is going to be a lot better. But if you're trying to grow muscles, which is proven in studies to expand longevity in life, you have a lot better chance of, you know, living a longer life than if you were just do cardio straight out. But if that's your goal, then playing sports like pickleball, you know, joining a running league or a run society will also help a lot with that and staying in a routine. Morning routine. I joined a course lately for mentorship. I'll drop you guys a little thing that I learned from that. 10 before 10. So 10 things that you need to do before 10 a.m. So get out a piece of paper, whatever your goals are. So mine is posting on social media, growing my knowledge and health and wellness, and you know, just getting up and getting sticking to a schedule. So write 3 things that you want to do, that you need to do right when you get up, 3 things that you need to do after you get done with the first 3, and the 3 things that you do after the first 6. And then you can add one more if you want, but it's just a good guideline to follow. It'll help you get a better start to your morning, get the things that you need to get done earlier, and knocks the things that you need to do so you can focus on the rest of the day and the bulk of stuff that you need to get done. And then the third thing is journaling. Journaling is a big thing. A lot of people keep a lot of things themselves in their head. Journaling allows you to think better, clears your mind, clears the space that you could be using to be using brain power to think about other stuff. Let's see here. Sorry. Silence. It's always good to take time out of your day in the morning, especially to meditate, to go into prayer, to focus on your mind, and to
to, sorry, I'm losing my train of thought. to go into a meditative state where you can think, clear your mind, and get ready for the start of the day. Why surrounding yourself with bold people matters. I want to share my friendship that I had with Jake and why surrounding myself with somebody like that and surrounding yourself with somebody that pushes you forward helps you grow as a person and is a need to grow yourself as a person. When I first started becoming friends with Jake, it was just a simple, you know, what's up? Hey, I'm in your area. Let's kick it or do whatever. Hey, I started this show. I would love for you to come on. And from there, he started inviting me on these trips to go out of the country and to, you know, go to Morocco, go to Spain, or now it's go to Afghanistan. And ever since I started going on these trips and putting myself with these people who are out to take these adventures, go skydiving, go do things that are, I guess, out of the ordinary for most people, has grown my horizon of thinking tenfold. You know, showing up to things that, you know, maybe you're the only one that doesn't want to do, like skydiving, and having nine other people go do it. Well, now you kind of have to go do it. And it puts you out of your comfort zone. It forces you to go do things that you normally wouldn't go do. And that is a big growth factor in life, is doing things that you don't want to do, showing up for things that you don't want to do. So putting yourself in, you know, being friends with people that are going to push you forward and help you get yourself out of those comfort zones is going to be a big factor of growth and, you know, being an irrational optimist. So next question. Do you ever feel pressure always being positive since, you know, that's, oh no, wrong question. Thank you for joining me on Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and we'll be right back with more.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, van or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not. And the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now. Donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
And what a conversation with Yusuf we had there. That's it for Live Better. And thank you guys for tuning in to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You know, it's easy to talk about health mindset, personal development, but what Yusuf shared today was deeper than that. This wasn't about travel. It's about checking off a destination on a map. It was about reconnection with history, with culture, with identity, and ultimately with self. In a world that tries to define you by where you live or what you look like, Yusuf went back to discover who he really is. He didn't let the media write his story. He didn't let fear or assumption stop him. He did what most people only dream of. He faced the unknown, returned to his roots, and let the truth guide him instead of the noise. Now, I'm not going to lie. I had a lot of preconceived notions about Afghanistan. I haven't went yet, so I guess I can't scratch them off my list yet. But hearing Yusuf talk, being on a few phone calls with him, talking about Afghanistan, the culture, and what it's like now, really changes my perspective. Whenever I think of Afghanistan, I mean, ever since I've been born, all you see is headlines of this happened, that happened, don't go there, don't do this. And really being able to talk to somebody that has immersed himself in the culture and has took time to learn it really shifts your perspective. Like I said, I don't know if you guys are paying attention, but I was scared to go to Morocco, and I showed up in Morocco, and it was one of the best experiences that I've ever had. I'm surrounded by 30 great people. Now we're going with a little smaller group here, but I'm surrounded by 30 great people, people who want to immerse themselves in cultures as well. And I was with a guided tour who showed us that the people there are amazing, the food there is amazing, and the culture there is amazing. But I believe one of the most powerful parts of the show with Yusuf is he didn't keep that experience to himself. He turned it into a mission and a purpose and almost like a bridge to the outside world, to Afghanistan. So now through his guided company, he's inviting others to see the side of Afghanistan most people will never understand. The side with rich life, rich culture, rich beauty, and humanity. He's breaking the narrative, shifting the lens, and doing something incredibly rare, helping people transform not just how they see a place, but how they should see the world. And I think there's a challenge in that for all of us. Maybe it's not traveling across the world to rediscover your heritage. Maybe it's something simpler, but just as powerful. Maybe it's picking up the phone and calling a family member you've maybe grown distant from. Maybe it's digging deeper into your roots, your beliefs, your identity. Maybe it's choosing to stop living in fear and start getting curious again. Because the truth is, living better doesn't always mean doing more. Something You know, sometimes it means slowing down, looking inward, and asking, where did I come from? What shaped me? And what do I still not know about myself? As always, thank you for tuning in to Live Better. Whether it's your first time here or your 50th, I appreciate you showing up for these conversations. We'll be back next week with more stories, more insights, and more tools to help you live with purpose, clarity, and courage. Until then, stay grounded, stay curious, and keep choosing to live better.